A capsule carrying a crew of three from the International Space Station returned to Earth Thursday. They came down safely in Kazakhstan. One of the three was Christina Cook of the United States. She spent a total of 328 days in space. That broke the record for the longest continuous stay in space by a woman. The old record was set by Peggy Whitson, another American astronaut. During her time on the International Space Station, Cook traveled over 223 million kilometers. That is how far you would travel if you went to the moon and back 291 times. Cook's mission in space began March 14, 2019. Since then, she has left the space station and completed spacewalks 6 times. Cook made history on October 18th by working outside the space station with another female astronaut, Jessica Meir. It was the first walk in space by an all-female team. One reason this has not happened before is that the space station had only one spacesuit that was the right size for a woman. Peggy Whitson held the record for the longest spaceflight by a woman until Cook broke it in December. Whitson still holds the record for the longest time in space for a woman over her entire career, 589 days. Scott Kelly holds the record for the longest time in space for any U.S. astronaut, 340 days. The Russian space agency, Roscosmos, released images of the capsule landing on a snow-covered field in Kazakhstan. Cook returned to Earth with Luca Parmitano of the European Space Agency and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Skortsov. All three were said to be in good spirits after the landing. Parmitano and Skortsov spent 201 days in space. The U.S. space agency, NASA, says Cook's mission will provide researchers with the chance to see the effects of a long-duration spaceflight on a woman. It is important information because NASA plans to return to the moon under the Artemis program. The space agency is also preparing for the human exploration of the planet Mars. Cook grew up in Jacksonville, North Carolina. She now lives with her husband Bob near the Gulf of Mexico in Galveston, Texas. She told the Associated Press last month that taking part in the first all-female spacewalk was the highlight of her space station visit. I'm Jill Robbins.